Coming up on today's episode, we have a Dolphins football playoff game to talk about. Your Miami Dolphins going against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and we are heavy-ass underdogs. Listen, I got a lot to talk about on this podcast. You're going to hear my takeaways. You're going to hear my predictions, my keys to the victory, if there's any, in Buffalo here. And obviously, I want to share a couple thoughts. I want to share where I stand with the Miami Dolphins. How do I feel about making the playoffs? How do I stand about where do I stand with Mike McDaniel? You know, he's been under a lot of scrutiny lately. A lot of people are out on him. A lot of people are still in on him. Here are my thoughts about that. My thoughts on Tua and my thoughts on what we should do going forward. What should be priority number one this offseason? You'll hear that at the tail end of the podcast. So, you know, a lot of nice things to talk about. Quick little 30-minute podcast, get you all geared up for this playoff matchup. Dolphins playoff football coming your way. This podcast coming your way. All that coming up on the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. Welcome to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast on this Miami Dolphins playoff edition podcast. First time that the Miami Dolphins have made the playoffs while I've had this podcast. And I am freaking excited as hell that I get to cover a playoff NFL team in this year's Miami Dolphins. Now, listen, I wish the circumstances were a whole lot different. Better said, I wish they were kind of at the same level that, you know, we had before, you know, when we were, you know, sitting at 8-3. We had our high hopes for this team, potential Super Bowl team, you name it, behind an MVP type of caliber quarterback in Tua. Since then, you know, Tua goes down with the concussions and everything just started going downhill and downhill and downhill. But at the end of the day, the Miami Dolphins did win the game that they were supposed to win to get into the playoffs and give themselves a chance. And that was last Sunday against the New York Jets. Listen, a lot of people are down on this team. A lot of people are upset, and I think rightfully so. You know, anytime you start 8-3 to the season, you think that you're going to be probably, at the very least, an 11-win team, definitely making the playoffs. And then right before you know it, we get on this bad, bad losing streak where the playoffs were at risk. They were talking about Mike McDaniel. You know, is he the right guy? Like, how can he be this? How can he just let this team slip away? But at the end of the day, you got to give credit where credit is due. You know, we did finish over 500. We're 9-8. We won the game we were supposed to win. We got into the playoffs for the first time since 2016. So can you nitpick a lot? Can you be mad? Absolutely. You know, I am as well. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we had such high hopes for this team. You know, all of us were probably in the same boat in the beginning of the season where we didn't want to give too much credit and we were scared to be so optimistic. We let our guard down just like Dolphin fans always do. And I am one myself, man. I said, I'm not putting my guard down. I'm keeping my guard up. And then right before you know it, the losing streak happens. And then you're questioning, is this team even capable of getting out of the first round? So that's where we stand. But listen, I think this season, if you were to ask me what my thoughts on this season, how do I feel about this Miami Dolphins season? I wouldn't say that I'm excited. I wouldn't say that I'm so, so proud. I'm more disappointed only because of the start. Only because you started 8-3 and you finished this way. Because you know the talent that's on this roster. But I am excited about a couple things. I'm excited that Mike McDaniel has unlocked Tua. Like we saw over the course of this season, yes, Tua had a bad game in San Fran. Yes, Tua had a bad game in LA against the Chargers. Yes, Tua, you know, I guess threw the three interceptions on Christmas Day game, but it was basically determined that he was concussed with all those three picks. So I can't really knock on him there. So I'm only going to judge him on those two bad games that he had this season, and that's the 49ers game and the Chargers game and the rest that he's played. Listen, I think Tua is a damn good quarterback. Tua is definitely the best quarterback that I have seen in this Dolphins team since I've been a fan. I did not get to see Dan Marino. And in my opinion, I think he's the best quarterback since Dan Marino. Like, Ryan Tannehill was aight. But I think Tua is the best quarterback that the Miami Dolphins have had. And we have had plenty. I have seen plenty of quarterbacks since Dan Marino. I didn't see Dan Marino, like I said, but I've seen plenty of them in a Dolphins uniform. And Tua has been by far the best one. No doubt about it. But the thing about Tua is his health. His health, unfortunately, is something that has riddled him through college, his early seasons in the NFL. I know you can't control concussions and things like that. But if it's not one thing, it's the other. And durability is an issue. You know, that's nothing against him. You know, some of the things he can't control, and I totally get that. So I'm not going to sit in here and be like, you know, Tua sucks. You know, Tua's not this, Tua's not that. What Tua is somebody who just has trouble completing a complete season, has trouble staying on the field. So with that being said, I'm definitely excited that Mike McDaniel has unlocked Tua's game, because Tua was on point this entire season. And I am very, very proud about the leap that Tua has taken. And I think he could lead this team to the playoffs. We're in the playoffs right now because of Tua. Like, let's, you know, people can talk about everything. You can talk about a lot. You could talk about coaching. You could talk about this. But the reason why we're in the playoffs is because of Tua. Like, those 8 wins that Tua provided for this team, like, meaningful wins. That's the reason why we're in. And I'm excited for Tua's development, man. I really am. I mean, I'm bummed out that he's not the starting quarterback this weekend. I wish he was out there, but I also understand that if he's not cleared, obviously it's probably better for his safety and everything that he's not out there. But I just really wanted to see the guy who got us there be there, you know, for his development, for the spotlight. And for a potential chance to beat Buffalo on the road and make a statement. Like, this is what Tua wanted. Like, you play throughout your whole career. You play through the season to get to the playoffs and have a chance for the Super Bowl. So, you know, I really feel for Tua. Somebody who has, he's seen it all. For a young quarterback that's only been 3 years into this league. I mean, he comes into the league, you know, off that hip injury that potentially could have ended his career at Alabama. He comes into a situation where he's the backup to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He gets put in, and then they take him out, and they put him back in, and then they take him out. To the next year being rumored to being traded for Deshaun Watson, to have a coach in Brian Flores doubting your ability, not liking you, awkwardness and tension in the locker room, in interviews, you name it. Starts, you know, being compared to Herbert his whole career, which I understand, because at the end of the day, it's not that Tua sucks. It's not necessarily that. The comparison with Herbert, the only bad thing is that Herbert is already a top 5 quarterback and the Dolphins passed on him. That's the comparison there with Herbert and Tua. It's not like, oh my God, Herbert's better than Tua, or, you know, Tua sucks. Nah, it's just that we passed on a quarterback that is already, to this day, right now, a top 5 quarterback in the NFL, and Tua isn't yet. Maybe he could be, but it's not yet. So that's the whole Herbert thing. For people that don't understand that, I think it's very important to understand that. All right? So there you have it. But like I was saying, you know, I feel bad for Tua, but he's going to be back, man. He's going to be back. My thoughts on Mike McDaniel, if anybody would like to know that, I thought Mike McDaniel came onto the scene and I was kind of nervous in the beginning. In the beginning, I was thinking, you know, this guy seems really funny. He's really cool. He's a little corny sometimes. He said a lot of jokes. How is this guy going to get when the going gets tough? When you go through a hard stretch, when you go through a losing streak, when you play these hard teams, when there are situations in the locker room, how are you going to handle that? That's what I was worried about, and that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see how this coach would react to that. And what I saw was not what I liked. Obviously, the going got tough in San Fran, LA, Buffalo, Green Bay. You knew that stretch was going to be tough. And we just saw loss after loss after loss. You know, I saw some bad play calling on fourth down. I saw being too aggressive on fourth down sometimes, which I didn't like. There was clock management issues. There was inability to adjust in that Chargers game as well. You know, throwing inside, like inside instead of going outside. There was a lot of things to be critical of Mike McDaniel about, and I think he has a lot to blame for that losing streak right before we won and got into the playoffs. I think a lot of it falls on him, but at the same time, I'm not in the camp where it should be, you know, fire Mike McDaniel. Not at all. You know, at the end of the day, he's a first-year head coach that he's going to go through growing pains. There's going to be things you have to figure out. There's going to be things that, you know, that you have to be able to manage. And I think that all of these mistakes that he's made, which were plenty during this losing streak especially, I think Mike McDaniel is going to be a better coach because of that. I think he's going to fix a lot of those issues. They're fixable issues that he can make. And yeah, at the end of the day, he got this Dolphins team to the playoffs. Something we haven't seen since 2016. In his first year as a head coach, and he unlocked Tua, which is the main person in our team. Is he the best player? No, but he's the main person. This team goes as Tua goes, and we have seen that because of every game that Tua misses. It is disgusting. It is a disgusting watch. So at the end of the day, I do like what Mike McDaniel has done. I will say that he's did an okay job. I am all aboard on keeping Mike McDaniel here. I hope he doesn't get fired after a loss in Buffalo. I definitely think that better days are ahead for Mike McDaniel. And hey, if you get this team to the playoffs, in my opinion, I'm looking at this like, hey, maybe this is the start of a new era. Maybe this is something that Dolphin fans can get used to. Making the playoffs consistently year after year. Year one, Mike McDaniel delivers a playoff berth, and here we are in the freaking playoffs. Whether we win or lose, we made it. Embrace it. It's something to look forward to for years to come. So I actually like what I saw from Mike McDaniel. I don't love it, but I like it. I'm content with it. You know, the losing streak, hate it. But there was a lot of good in there. For a first-year head coach. We've seen worse. We've missed the playoffs, like I said, year after year after year. So at the end of the day, a little bit of credit has to be given to head coach Mike McDaniel. So let's talk about the game. So obviously, we're playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, the team that I freaking hate the damn most. And unfortunately, we're going out there without Tua, like I just talked about. And right away, you know, without Tua, Skylar Thompson is our starting quarterback. What can I say? Right now, the Buffalo Bills are the favorite. All right, Miami's getting 13.5 freaking points, which is a high-ass number and a number you don't normally see that high when it comes to playoff games. But here we have it. Our Dolphins are getting 13.5 freaking points. But listen, expectations for this game. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. I wish I could say otherwise. Trust me. If I believed, I would tell you guys. You know, you guys know that through listening to me that I'm a very optimistic guy. I like to be positive. I like to look at the good things, not the bad things. But I'm going to tell you this right now. My confidence level in this game is zero. It's not even one. It's zero. Well, maybe I could say one. You know what? I have a 1% confidence level chance that the Dolphins win this game. Just one, because you have to give at least 1%. But it stops there. It really stops there. I don't think there's any chance we go into Buffalo and beat the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs here. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Not at all. Not with what I've seen from this offense, not with Skylar Thompson under center. Now, if Tua was playing, let me tell you something. I would absolutely think we definitely have a chance to beat the Buffalo Bills. I probably would have picked us to win if Tua was playing too, especially if you get that performance that you had a couple weeks back. I thought we were going to beat Buffalo then. Definitely in a round three matchup. If Tua was out there, I'm pretty damn sure we would win this game. But unfortunately, we're without Tua. We're Skylar, which leads my confidence level, like I said, at a 1%. I don't think there's any chance we beat the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are just way, way too good. And without our starting quarterback out there, it's highly unlikely that we're going to win that game on the road. But there's things I want to look forward to, man. There's things I want to see. I want to see my team compete, all right? I want to see my team fight hard. I want to see my Miami Dolphins, like, gain respect from people. Make this 13.5 line, take that shit personal. Keep the game close. Shit, lose by 7, lose by 10. Cover the spread, man. Like, don't get smacked out here on national television as a playoff scene. Like, make people understand. Like, respect us is what I'm trying to lean at here. I want my team to play hard. I want my team to play competitive. I want to go out there at the end of that game and say, I'm proud of my team this season. I'm proud of how hard they fought. I'm proud of how hard they competed. I'm proud of all of that. Wait till we get Tua back next year. Wait till Tua comes back. Man, if Tua played that game, we would have won that game. That's what I'm trying to say at the end of this game. And that's what I want them to tell the entire world that's watching this game tomorrow, that's watching this Miami Dolphins team. The people who say Miami Dolphins are going to get smoked by 30. What the hell? This Dolphins team suck. Like, nah. Gain that respect from people. Here is an opportunity. The lights are bright. You're in a playoff game, which is where we want to be in for years to come under Mike McDaniel. That's the goal. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for tomorrow. The team just to play hard, to play competitive, to keep it close. No plays off. Battle their ass off. Take advantage of all the opportunities that come your way and put up a damn fight out there. I want to see that from Skyler. I want to see that. You know you're going to see that from Cheetah. I want to see that from every single person. And I think the Dolphins are capable of doing that. I really do. I really do think the Dolphins are capable of playing really damn hard and not making it easy. And that's what I'm looking forward to. But I think when push comes to shove, unfortunately, I don't think there's a chance for us to win this game, because I just think the Buffalo Bills, at some point in time, the talent level on their side compared to the talent level on our side, in particular in the quarterback position, I think that's just going to overcome no matter what. Like, you could fight all game long, but at the end of the day, they got Josh Allen over there, and they will make the right plays at the right time. But there's still, you know, things that I want to see besides that. Obviously, I think keys to victory, like if there were any, I definitely think you have to take time of possession away. Like, keep the ball out of Buffalo's hands the most, like the best that you can, particularly running the ball, running out the clock. We saw how Raheem Mostert tore it up against the Buffalo Bills a couple weeks ago. Now you don't have Mostert in this game. He's out, but you got Jeff Wilson there. You might have Savon Ahmed there playing a little bit. Run the ball. Like, don't make Skylar Thompson so much of a passer. And hell, yo, do some trick plays. I've been saying this for weeks. Like, you have Tyreek Hill out there. You have Jaylen Waddle out there. If your quarterback cannot connect with these guys to give the ball in stride to them, have them take some snaps out of the backfield. Have some wildcat shit. Have some tosses, some options. Like, do a lot of different things. Like, Mike McDaniel, at the end of the day, unlock some crazy shit with Deebo Samuel when he was in San Francisco. Like, playoffs with a third-string quarterback? This is the time to throw all the tricks out, man. All the tricks that are up your sleeves, just throw them out there. Put Tyreek Hill on some crazy shit. Put Jaylen Waddle on some crazy shit. I think that would come a long way. And it's just like, why not? Like, this is a kitchen sink game. Throw whatever you can to try to beat the Buffalo Bills. You have a third-string quarterback out there. Why the hell not? So, like I said, time of possession, dominate time of possession. I think that's important. Running the ball, I think that's very important. And, you know, hopefully a couple gadget plays in there. Another key to the game, you got to sack Josh Allen. You got to sack Josh Allen. I'm tired of this team providing constant pressure to quarterbacks, but unable to get home for a sack. You got to get him down. Jalen Phillips had a nice-ass game the last couple weeks. He had a nice game against Buffalo as well. He's been on a tear. I want him to get after it. I want Bradley Chubb. That's an expensive, expensive piece that you paid for to get here. He needs to deliver, especially in a playoff game. I need to see a lot from the front. All right? Get sacks. Don't make Josh Allen get out of the pocket and run. Because once he gets out of that pocket, you know Jerome Baker ain't making the tackle, and he's just going to have a freaking field day. Also, please contain Stephon Diggs. I think that's very hard. I think he's going to get his. Xavien Howard, though, is going to be on him. He's got to go off. We haven't seen it from X. You know, we paid X this big time money. He had a hell of a year a couple years back. He made the Pro Bowl this year again, but he only has like one interception. Is this the game? Is he waiting for that playoff moment? Can X deliver? Contain Stephon Diggs. That's another thing I would like to see. And then, honestly, just playing some lights out defense and capitalizing on the turnovers when it's there. You know Josh Allen makes mistakes. He fumbles the ball. He throws bad picks. He throws it where he shouldn't be. Dolphins have to be ready to capitalize on like potential mistakes. Be ready to pounce on a ball on a fumble. Be ready to jump a route and intercept the ball, especially Xavien Howard. Like, we haven't seen it all year. Hell, maybe this is the game where everything goes right on the Dolphins defense. I mean, that's the only side of the ball where I'm like, this might be our only chance. If we get this Dolphins defense to get some turnovers and play at like a Brian Flores type defense level, then we got a good shot. I mean, you got the talent out there. You got Jason Phillips. You got Christian Wilkins, who's having a hell of a year. You got Bradley Chubb. You got Melvin Ingram. You got the pass rush right there. But you got to get Allen down. You got the cornerback in Xavien Howard. Take it for what you will. Bad season or not, he still made the Pro Bowl. We know what X can do. And he is more due than anybody on this damn Dolphins team. And then you have Javon Holland out there, you know, always ready to make a play. That's probably, to me, if your defense shows the hell up, we might be in for a nice little game here. But it's on the defense. And Boyer has, you know, has had a rough season as a defensive coordinator. So it's hard to be optimistic, but one thing you can lean on is that the talent is there on the defensive side of the ball, and hopefully they're ready to ball out. Final score predictions, man. This is hard, man. This is hard. Final score predictions. I'm going to go with a 21-14 Buffalo win. I think Miami loses by 7 here. I really think they do what I said, and that just play this tough, physical, grind-out type of game. Run the ball. Be ready to pounce on turnovers. I think the turnovers come. I do think we get one. This defense is so due. I think we capitalize on that, and I think we just play our hats off. I think we play our asses off in this game. I think we compete, and that's all you can ask for as a Dolphin fan. That's for me, at least for me. All I can ask for is just play competitive, play hard, no plays off, battle your asses off, all right? Battle your asses off and make me say I'm proud of this damn team. We fought hard, even with a third-string quarterback. And like I said earlier, once Tua comes back, we're going to be right back in the playoffs. Year two under Mike McDaniel, Tua coming back from injury. Obviously, you know, we're going to be right back in here, and then they better hope our quarterback's not healthy. Like, that's the type of vibe I'm trying to have, and I think we're going to get that. But at the end of the day, I think Josh Allen's going to prevail, and I think they're going to lead. You know, he's going to lead the Buffalo Bills to probably like a 7-point victory and advance into the next round. What I'm doing this offseason, though, you know, we're going to talk about that more throughout the offseason, but a quick little, I guess, sneak peek, man. You know, a lot of people are out on Tua. I am with keeping Tua. Just because I don't really see how we have enough assets to get anybody else. The Lamar Jackson thing is really cool. I would absolutely love Lamar Jackson. But when you look at the assets that we have, I don't think we have enough to pull that trade off. I think other teams, unfortunately, have more than us. One of those being the New York Jets. I don't think it's a possibility of us getting Lamar. So with that being said, with the assets that we have, you know, you got a couple old guys on the table. Maybe Rodgers, maybe Brady. I'm not really leaning towards that route. Only guy I would lean towards is Lamar Jackson. You know, Derek Carr, please, I don't want that either. And I don't think we can get Lamar Jackson. So with that being said, I'm down to keep Tua. I'm down to rock with Tua. I love what I saw this year from Tua. But one thing, like I said earlier, The durability issues concern me, and that is why I would be doing everything I can this offseason to get the best backup quarterback that you can possibly get. All right, I understand we get some solid ones. Like, we pay for Brissett, you think he's solid. You pay for Bridgewater, you think he's solid. These guys end up sucking, and solid is just ain't it. We need a good-ass backup quarterback, and I don't care if you have to overpay. Like, at this point, that's what I'm on. You know, I want to have a guy where if Tua can't go, this backup is going to freaking deliver. And you're confident about that. It's not no, you know, if he plays well, like, nah. And the only guy that I can think of is Jimmy G. Obviously, you got to get him via trade. Contract is big. But listen, that's the type of guy that I would overpay for to get him in Miami. That's the type of quarterback that I would love to have here as a backup to Tua. Because, hey, these durability issues, they're unfortunate. Some of them are not his fault. But we have to, with the talent that we have on this roster, with the Bradley Chubb, with the Tyreek Hill, with the Teron Armstead, with all the talent we have on this roster, we have an opportunity to make something really big happen here in Miami. But the quarterback position has to be stable enough. You know, Jimmy G worked with Mike McDaniel before. They have a good relationship. He can run this offense. You need to have a serviceable quarterback behind Tua in case of any injury. And I think Jimmy G is the answer to that. And I think if we get that to happen, think about it right now. If we had Jimmy G right now going into Buffalo, we got a damn good chance of winning. Do what you got to do. This front office has to do what they have to do, and that's what I would do. That's just my opinion. I know a lot of people probably won't agree with it, but listen, that's just how I feel. And I really think if you overpay, unfortunately, what you probably will have to do, you would be in a great position. Like I said, if you had him on this roster right now, I'm pretty sure all of you guys, you would be lying to yourself if you don't agree. You would feel a whole lot better going into this game in Buffalo with Jimmy G as your quarterback than Skylar Thompson or Teddy Bridgewater. I'm just saying. But hey, there you have it. At the end of the day, we have a Dolphins game day tomorrow. Enjoy the game, everybody. Like I said, just hope for the best. Just enjoy it, man. At the end of the day, we won't see Dolphins football till September if we lose this game. Just enjoy the fact that our team made the playoffs. First time since 2016. Shout out to Mike McDaniel, first-year head coach. You know, having us start our new era here in Miami with playoff-type games. With a playoff game and hopefully a lot more to come. Maybe this is the new standard. Maybe. You might as well believe in it. Why the hell not? But hey, anything can happen. Remember, I did say it's a 1% chance. We'll see how that goes, but everybody enjoy the game. Go Dolphins. Let's see if an upset happens, but I just think it's unlikely. But enjoy the damn game. Fins up, everybody. All right, so that's a wrap. Thanks so much for everybody taking the time to listen to this podcast. I know it's a busy weekend. I know I'm crammed up, squeezing in this podcast a little bit late on Saturday night. Some of you hearing this Saturday night, some of you hearing this Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon before game day. Listen, enjoy the damn game, everybody. Thank you so much for your support. I will be doing a post-game stream after the game. So stay tuned to my Twitter account so you can have the link to that. We'll be doing it at the Basement Sports Network with a couple of our great guys out there. So hopefully I'll see you guys there. Enter the chat. Talk with us a little bit. And like I said, enjoy the game. Fins up, everybody. Thanks so much for the support. And thanks for listening to the Miami Sports Vibes Podcast with Nando Diaz.